Today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel. So we're in the discussion of Lamed Beis and Mid Beis. I told you in the middle of the sugya that the Gemara quoted Braisa. We're trying to prove her Papa retracted. Initially, Papa had said that according to Abba Shaul, the din is that he felt you need two things. Even though Abba Shaul only said you require a Sheva Pruta in terms of paying the Karen Chomesh, he actually required Sheva Pruta plus a Kazayas. So the Gemara was bringing this Braisa about the Me'ila, contrasting it to other areas, and the Gemara said Me'ila had a certain Chumrah, that even though normally Shar Mitzvahs are Chayv Kares, it's Pater from the Karbon, so the Mila, which has no Kares, certainly it should Pater from a Karbon as well, if it's Bemezid. And the Gemara says no, because there's a certain Chumrah that Mila has, that Mila is Misa, every other case is Kares. So it sounds like Misa is Bidei Shemayim, is more Chumrah than Kares, which is very strange. So the Gemara says, no, it wasn't talking about Misa versus Karis, it was talking about Misa of Pachas Mikazayas. In other words, normally, Misa only comes on when a person violates a Kazayas. But Me'ila is unique that even Pachas Mikazayas, there will still be a Misa. So the Gemara then said, the last line of Lam and Bezim and Bezim, we'll go on to Lam Gimel. The Amarle Mai Nichusa, the Rabba Rav Sheshes, Shaubar Narga, they threw an axe, they threw a monkey wrench, whatever. Man Shmasle, the Amar, Hizid, Bimila, Bimisa. Who is the one who holds that when one violates Me'ila b'mezid, he's chai Misa? It's Rebbe D'Tanya, hizid b'me'ila, one who violates Me'ila b'mezid, Rebbe Omer b'misa, Chacham Omer b'azara, machlokes whether it's Misa b'de Shemaim or just a lav. So my time at the Rebbe, what's the reason why Rebbe says it's Misa b'de Shemaim? So Amar Rebbe Yebo, gamar chait mitchuma. It says chait by chuma, it says chait by Me'ila, machuma b'misa af, Me'ila b'misa. Fine, so we see that based on the Gezer Shava, there's a chi Misa by Me'ila. And from this same Gzeir Shav, we can learn Machuma b'kazayis af Me'ila b'kazayis. So Me'ila is only subject to a kazayis. And just like Chuma, there's only a chila, Chuma is a kazayis. So to violation of Me'ila is a kazayis, not Pachos mikazayis. So that was the back and forth. So your explanation of Pachos mikazayis by Me'ila doesn't make any sense, because we see from the Gzeir Shav only when there is a kazayis is there a chila Misa. So now this is why we brought the discussion. Umaskiv lo Rapapa. Papa asks, Mimai, the Rebbe, Rabbanan Svirle. Who said their Rebbe, who holds a Zechi Misa, holds like Rabbanan, now of the Shir, remember we have Machlokes Rabbanan and Abashol, whether it's a Kazayas or whether it's Shapruta. When Rebbe says that there's a Zechi Misa, does he hold like Rabbanan, that's a Shir? What's the Shir of Chuma, in other words? Chuma is a source. Is the Shir of Chuma, the violation of Chuma, is it a Kazayas, or is it a violation of Chuma Shapruta? So in a Hanami, Rebbe learns from Chuma as the source, but maybe he doesn't hold like Rabbanan of Chuma, that's about a Shir Kazayas, maybe holds like Abba Shaul, that's about a Sheva Pruta. And therefore, even though Pachas Mikazayas, as long as it's Sheva Pruta, one would still be Chayiv Me'ila. So maybe that logic still stands, that Pachas Mikazayas has a Chayiv Misa by Me'ila, so long as it's a Sheva Pruta. So again, Umaske La Rapapa, Mimai De Rebbe, Kribunan Svirle, Dilma Ka Abba Shaul Svirle, Damar Yeshba Sheva Pruta, Afagav De Lesbe Kazayas. You can have a violation of Me'ila, even though it's less than a kazayas. But how Rapapa, now Agmar said, wait a second, but didn't Rapapa tell us that Amar Abashal Tartibai, that he requires both Shapruta and a kazayas, Ela must be Shmamina Haderbe. Rapapa retracted, and Abashal only holds Shapruta. He does not also require kazayas. So that ended the discussion from yesterday. So now the Gemara wants to know, we're going to make two or three suggestions how to interpret the Braisa on Lamed Beis and Beis in terms of Me'ila. What is the chumrah that Me'ila has that, again, normally by a case of a mezid, when a person violates mezid, you don't bring a karbon. Me'ila, there's a havamina, but mezid, you should bring a karbon. The Gemara says, shkaga, that no, there's no karbon by Me'ila. What's a havamina that you would have brought a karbon even by mezid? So the Gemara initially suggested because it's pachas mikazayas. Now the Gemara is going to make another couple of suggestions what the chumrah of Me'ila is. So first we have, mar brei dira ravana amar hachik amar. This is what the Braisa means. Lo, im amres b'shar mitzos, shel asaben, shein miskavein, ki miskavein, by other isurim in the Torah, that if a person does davar shein miskavein, it's not considered as if he did ki miskavein. In other words, what's an example? If in Shabbos, shein miskavein lachtoch is a talish. A guy has in mind, he has a carrot that's on the floor. It's detached from the ground. It's already talish. He has in mind to cut the carrot, but accidentally, he's chatach as a mechuber. He cuts a carrot that's attached to the ground, he's potter. Ah, he did a malach of kotzer. He cut something attached to the ground, but it was davar shein miskavein. He had a mind on the talish, and he cut the mechuber, so that's potter. That's a special, unique case by all mitzvahs Shiva Torah. Davar shein miskavein is typically mutter, forgetting the other shita right now. Rashi says, just to make this clear, Rashi writes around seven narrow lines up. Shim niskaven lachtoch es atolish, shu miskaven ledavar mutter. He had intention of cutting something that's detached from the ground and entirely permitted. The chaltach es mechuber, shafilu b'shabbos pater. Even though Shabbos is a very serious day, if one does this on Shabbos, he's exempt. Dimlechas machsheves ba'inam, sheis kaven lechatichas mechuber. A person has to have in mind what he's doing. There needs to be kavana. Fine, so that's the din. So the Gemara says, that's all true by Shar Mitzos. But Mi'ila, back inside the Gemara, Tomer b'Mi'ila, shem niskaven lischamim b'gizei chulin, v'nischamim b'gizei ola, shemal. The guy had intention of putting on a blanket that was a chulin, his blanket, just to warm himself up. But accidentally, he took the hektish blanket from his closet, and now he wrapped himself in the hektish blanket, he violated Mi'ila. Ah, that's davar shem niskaven, a guy should be potter. There's something unique by Mi'ila. If one was nene from Mi'ila, regardless of how, why, and what caused it, he's still going to be chayiv. So that's a unique case by Mi'ila. So just like davar shein miskaven is chayiv by Mi'ila, there's a havim, you know, but maybe amazed should also be chayiv in a karbon, and that's the reason why the pasuk telling us that chata b'shkaga is chayiv in a karbon prat l'mezid. That's the suggestion of Ravana, of Marbe Ravana.
Just he made the mistake.
But not of Hektish, though. He didn't have Kavanah of Hektish.
Yeah, but still, the act, the Pauda that he did was...
So just like, that still doesn't make a difference. It's on the different act, different Chefsa, is considered Davar Shein Miskaven. So now the Gemara has a different case. Now, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Hachik Amar. Lo, im Amres Bishar Mitzos, Shekein Lo Mischai Ben, Shein Misasek, Kim Misasek. So if a person is Misasek with Davar, meaning he's doing action one. The previous case was, he was doing the same action, but there was a different chefsa. He planned to cut something, but he cut something mechuber instead of cutting something talsh. Here is where he was doing one action, but a second action took place, a different action took place. So we don't say, she'ein mesasek is kemesasek. What does that mean? Shimnis kaven lag bias a talsh. He had in mind just to lift up, not to cut, to lift up a carrot on the ground, but accidentally, chatach is a mechuber, and he accidentally did a completely different ma'isa. That's pater throughout Kol Torah Kula. Mesasek is pater. Tomer b'me'ila, you're going to say b'me'ila, shim hoshit yad yado l'kli litol chevetz. He had in mind to do an action of grabbing something from a container. And in doing so, another ma'isa happened, v'sach yado b'shem and shekodesh, and in doing so, he put his hand in oil and rubbed himself oil with hektish, shemol. That's where the two different actions. Again, the first case was the action of chaticha, but the chepsa was different. Here he had action A, but he also accidentally, memela, an action B happened. That's what's called misasik. So misasik normally is pater, but by mila, misasik is chayiv, because in the end of the day, there was a hana from mila. He would have to, he's responsible. So just like that is true by mila, misasik is chayiv, so too one would think that one who did bemezin mila should be chayiv a karbon, and for that reason, the pasuk says, shkaga chata b'shkaga prat lemezin. So this ends that discussion of mila. So now the Gemara is going back to Bryce we had on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara had mentioned just a line at the end where it's talking about chametz and chuma. The Gemara said that you could only have chametz of chuma if the chuma was separated before Pesach came. But on Pesach itself, to create chuma from chametz, that won't work. So we didn't know why. Rashi alluded to the Gemara today, which is going to explain to us. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar, Bamed Vamar Murim, when is this true that you can have chuma? That's chametz b'mafrish chuma v'chmitza. If you separated chuma as non-chametz, and then it became chametz, either because on Pesach it became chametz, or it was always chametz, but now Pesach came, but beforehand it was davar mutter. So that was true if it was chuma first, and then the isser chametz kicked in after. Aval hifrish chametz chuma, if you use chametz on Pesach to create chuma from chametz, divrei hakol eino kedusha. Everybody agrees that chuma won't be chal on the chametz. So why is that? So we're going to bring two different explanations why chuma is not chal on chametz. So menahani mila, how do you know? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Kra, the pasuk says with respect to chuma, titein lo v'lo lo oro. But the entire pasuk reads, it says reishis degancha tirosh chavitarcha. Reishis is a reference to chuma. The first separation is always to the kohen. That's chuma. Degancha tirosh chavitarcha is referring to grains, olives, and grapes. I've discussed this in the past. Everyone agrees that on deraisa level, there's a chiv deraisa of chuma on dagan, which are the five grains, on olives, and on grapes. That's according to the Torah. There's a machlokas we've shown him, shar peros, where the shar fruits are chayv midiraisa or only chayv midirbanan. Some Rishonim hold that other fruits are also chai midraisa of chuma, while others say, no, it's only chai midrabanan. When it comes to yerek, vegetables, everybody agrees it's only derabanan. So again, the gancha, tiroshcha, vitzarcha are deraisa, yerek are derabanan, and peros, sar peros, is machlokas, whether it's deraisa or derabanan. Either way, the pasuk says, reishis, the gancha, tiroshcha, vitzarcha, reishis, gaze. It says, well, reishis, gaze, honcha, the first shearings, all that, titen lo, you give to him, you give to the kohen. So Gemara's medaik, titen lo, v'lo la'oro. You can only give something that he's going to benefit from, but not that you're going to burn. If you're giving chametz, what good is chametz on Pesach? It's worthless to him. He can't eat it. It's not lo. It's going to be thrown into the fire, and therefore it's not chal on chametz, the Gemara says. So Gemara says, wait a second. Mesa, Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, ein tormin minat tmeya, the tahora. You cannot, let's say, have different piles of fruit, of tevel. And you have some fruit that are tame, others that are tahor. The din is you cannot separate tame fruits as chuma to exempt tahor fruits. Vim taram bishogeg chumasa chuma. If one did b'di'eved accidentally, it works. It's acceptable. So Gemara said, how can it be acceptable? Vamai lema lo v'lo lora. We've already said in the pasuk that you can only separate chuma if it's going to have some benefit. But chuma tamea, where the kohen cannot eat, he can only burn. It should be exempt, or the chuma should not be chal. So in the first point we said it's not chal. Right? The Gemara said ein kedusha klal. Right? Divya kol ein kedusha. But now we're saying, oh, but the other is Kedusha. So what do we say? Is it Kedusha or not Kedusha? By that which is Chuma and Asur to eat. So the Gemara says that lo kasha, there is no contradiction. There are different circumstances. Sometimes Chuma is Chal, even though it's Asur to eat. And sometimes Chuma is not Chal if it's Asur to eat. What's the difference? Lo kasha, hasim haisa lo shasa kosher, hacha lo haisa lo shasa kosher. We'll see an example in just a second. But if the item had a moment where it was kosher, and then it became somehow usher afterwards, so that we say the chumas chal, even though it's tamei now. Because once upon a time, it was tahor. But you have something that, when it came into existence, it was always usher to eat, it would never have shas kosher, that's when we say the chuma is not chal on that. So what's an example? The Rashi, Gemara and Rashi will explain all this. The Gemara says, again, lo kasha hasam haisa lo shasa kosher, hacha lo haisa lo shasa kosher, udelo haisa lo shasa kosher hechid. I mean, what's the situation where you have food that never had a shas kosher, kigon de achmitz bimechuber, where something that grew while attached to the ground, it was chametz when it came into the world. The din of chuma only kicks in when you've separated. We'll look at Rashi also just again to make it a little bit clearer. But if you have a grain in the ground, grapes on the vines and olives on the trees, there's no iser tevo and there's no chiv chuma. It's attached to the ground. Only when you detach it, when you make it into a pile, now there's a iser tevo kicks in and there's a chiv chuma. So if you have a chametz that grows, it grows from the ground as chametz, so it was always chametz, that never had a shas kosher. So again, the Gemara says, kugon de achmetz bimuchuber, aval achmetz betalish, if it was talish, it was a grain, and then after being talish, it became chametz, so then that had a shas kosher, and that would be, chuma would be chal on that, b'dievet at least. So hachanami, the kacha, if it was achmetz betalish, it would work. So the Gemara says, just look at Rashi rather, Rashi writes five lines up from the bottom, shahayis halo shas kosher. Sheniras kvar l'chuma kodem shenitma. That this item, this food, this fruit, this grain, had a moment of time where it was, in theory, fit to become chuma before it became tamer. V'hadu le'el b'chametz shelo ha'isa lo shasa kosher l'chomi menu. And when we said that chuma isn't chal, it's where it came into existence as chametz, where there never was a shas kosher. The kodem shechal pesach haya mechuber. It was attached to the ground, and somehow, while attached to the ground, from all the rain, it became chametz. Becholzman chibura, as long as it's attached to the ground, lo haya roy lachul shem chumalav. And the reishis digancha ksiv mishenidgan. Nidgan means when you collect it as a pile. Digon lashin asifa, when you collected it, v'amata kriyhu, when you made it into a pile, that's when the chiv chuma kicks in. So you have a situation when people, let's say, I once went to cut wheat for making matzah. So you have to go know exactly when to go. Because when the wheat is in the ground for too long and begins to rain, that chita might be chametz already while attached to the ground. So you have to know exactly when it's a little bit green, a little bit brown. When it's too brown, it's already considered chametz and possible for matzah. So that's a type of grain that already, at an inception, when you cut it from the ground, it's already chametz, it never had a shas kosher. That's where you say, chumas achal, ain't a kedusha. But if it's a case where, again, it was talish as a non-chametz and became chametz afterwards, that the chuma would be chal in the case of bidyevid. Now, in response to this, the Gemara says, Amarle in Begezeris Irin Piskama Uver Maisa Kedishin Sha'alta, which is a fancy way of saying, look at Rashi. Rashi says beautifully, Irin are Malachim, angels. And Kolomar, Tamidi Chachamim, Shem Kimalach Hasharis, the Tamidi Chachamim are like Malachim, Amri Bebeis Majish Kimosi, that these Gzeris even, the Gzera, the decree of the Eir and of the Malachim, Piskama is like an edict, and the statements are Kaddish, that what they say is all Kaddish, so what you're saying is correct. He accepted this this discussion. V'chein morin bebei medrasha kivasi. So too in the base medrash they paskin like me as well that there's a distinction between shas kosher versus that which did not have a shas kosher. But this is all the first explanation why is truman achal on chametz. It's because it says v'titen lo v'lo la'ora. Now the Gemara is going to make another suggestion as to how we know that truma is not achal on chametz.
I'm sorry. The case where it's mechuber after you're allowed to have a na after pesach, meaning if you can't have it during pesach or
It's chametz, so you have to get rid of it. Any of the dinim of chametz,
even if it's mechuber,
whatever the general dinim of chametz is. Yeah, truma is not chal on it, so it's just the regular dinim of chametz. The Gemara then says, last line here, ki also Rav Huna b'reider of Yeshua, going on to Lama Gimel Beis now. Amar, he said, you know why truma is not chal on chametz? Amar kra reishis, the positive reishis de gancha reishis. The drash of the Gemara says reishis sheshireha nikarim li Yisrael. That the remaining part, when you have tevel, right? The tevel way it works is you have, let's say, 100 grapes. This is all iser tevel. I collected it. I made a pile. So now I give 1/50th. I'm a benoni. So I give 2 grapes, 1/50th, to Ezra the Kohen. The other 98 now are mutati. Before separating truma, so then it's iser tevel. But when I separate the truma, the rest is mutter. So the Gemara says, Reishis means, there's a drashes, sheyereha li Yisrael, nikon li Yisrael. The rest should be recognizable to the Yisrael. Yatzazu she'ena shira nikar. And here, it's not recognizable. What do you mean it's not recognizable? I see there's 2 grapes here for a Kohen and 98 grapes here. So Rashi explains what it means is nikarim, nikarin is that they're mutter. When you separate the grapes, the only way tevel is undone is if the remaining grapes will be mutter. If it remained usher still, it's a chametz and Pesach, there's no nikareha. There's nothing recognizable. The 100 grapes are not coming to me. 2 grapes are going to the Kohen, 98 grapes are going to the garbage because it's chametz. There's nothing that's nikarim to me. Look at Rashi. So Rashi's Dhamma Kra Rashis, top lot Rashi, Mashma Shate he Rashis, below Shiraim Nikarim, Shate he Matirasan, Lisal, that the rest, the 98 grapes, should be mutter to Yid, Vibe Mafish Chumas Chametz, Ma Heter Yesh Bashirah. If it's Chametz, what Heter? He has to burn it, it's Pesach, and therefore it doesn't work. Shate Rashis, Osa, Osan Shiraim. The Rashis, the Chuma, should allow be Matir the other stuff. Giyavo Mekara, Tevel, Have Sharbana, Vasurin Vachila. Initially, Tevel, there's a Heter Hana. But it's aser to eat, hashanami, sharibahanea, visa aser and bachila, mishim chametz. This whole sugya is going according to, by the way, Rabbi Yosef Glili. There's a heter na of chametz. So here as well, nothing changed. Nothing changed. Before tevel, I could get hana, but I can't eat it. Now also, I could get hana, but I can't eat it because it's chametz. So nothing has changed. It has to be something significant that has changed. And since nothing has changed by chametz and Pesach, for that reason, chuma is not chal and chametz, which is a completely different approach than the first approach that we saw. Okay. The Gemara now says, actually, it's the interesting tosis here, but it's a little bit too involved on the top tosis here about the Isra Tevel, Isra Hana, but not for now. The Gemara then says, Yosef Rav Acha bar Rav Avya Kamid Rav Chista. He's one sitting down in front of Rav Chista. Yosef Vamar Mishmei Rav Yochanan, and he said the following statement, quoting from Rav Yochanan. The rest of the daf is going to be a sugya about Tumah. So the Gemara says, Anavim Shinitmu, if you have grapes that became Tameh, Dorchen Pachas, pachas, mikabeta, v'yeinan kasher, linnasachem. Right? Let's say you have a lot of grapes. So now you want to use the grapes to produce wine, and then use the wine for nisach hayayin, for the base of Mikdash, for the mizbech. So what do? My grapes are all tummy. So you could squash them as long as each grape is less than a kabeta, and typically they should be less than a kabeta, you squash them, because less than a kabeta, although they're tummy, they cannot be metame other things. In order for food to be metame other things, it has to have a size of kabeza. So if I take a small grape at a time and squeeze them, so it will not be metame the liquid. We're assuming the liquid right now is not part of the food. Liquid is, we'll look at Rashi, but liquid is considered as a separate entity, and they only can become tame when they're released. But when they're released, the grapes, rather, are less than a kabeza, and therefore it does not have the size to be metame the grapes, the wine. And that's how you circumvent this. So again, anavim shenitmu. What should you do? Darchan pachas pachas mikabeitza v'yeinan kasher l'nisachim. Alma, we see from here, kasavar mashkin mifkad pakida. That they are just, they're not, the other lashon is mavlia. They're not absorbed in the grapes. The wine isn't part of the grapes. They're separate. They're like in a separate container. And therefore, le'emas kametame. when would the grape juice potentially become tame from the grapes themselves? L'chisachelu, when you squeeze the grapes. But l'chisachelu, when you do squeeze the grapes, lesa l'shira, they don't have the shira because they're pachas mikabetza, and therefore they have no ability to be metame the grape juice itself. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says, kasavar mashkin mifkad pakin, mufkadin hei mesel chazug. They are being concealed inside the grapes, and einan chibrelo, but not connected to them. They're viewed as a separate entity within the grape. Ela kamisha nosim b'kli, like you're putting it in a kli. Ukshinitma hazag, when the peels or the grapes, the fruit themselves, the grapes become tame, lo nitma mash b'klal zag. It does not metame the liquid, the grape juice that's there. Tumas ochlin, delav ochel de kavase, chashiva b'hadayu. Because we don't view the grape juice as the same item as the food itself. V'tumas b'mashkim nami lo nitmu, and the drinks don't become tame, the grape juice does not become tame. Even though normally the liquid could become tame on any amount, at that point, when the grape juice is in the grape, there's no shemashka on it right now. The only time it becomes a mashka is when it's released. At that point, the grapes are not big enough to transfer the tumah. That's the understanding of Rabbi Yochanan. So now the Gemara says, why are we saying dafka, you should squeeze the grapes when they each pachas mikabetza? Ihachi, kabetza nami. Even if the grape themselves are kabetza size, what's going to happen is, I'll say this outside first, when you squeeze it, the moment you squeeze the grape juice, immediately it becomes less than a kabeitza. So start with a grape that's the size of a kabeitza, you squash it, it's less than a kabeitza, that too won't be mitame. Why are we so makbid that the grapes themselves should already be pachas mikabeitza before squeezing it? So Gemara asks, Ihachi kabeitza nami. That's not the Mishnah tells us. Tame meis, shesachat zeitim v'anavim, kabeitza mechuvenes tahorin. You have a tame meis, a guy who's tame, and he's just stepping all over the grapes. As long as the grapes are kibetza or less, it's tahor. So we see clearly that if they're kibetza, you don't have to have pachas mikibetza, but even a kibetza itself, which is exactly kibetza, the grape juice would remain tahor. Hasam, the Gemara says, diavid, that's the case of bidiavid, hacha l'chachila, meaning bidiavid l'chachila, you should not do a kibetza. Bidiavid, if a guy was pressing a socket on a kibetza, would work as well. Why l'chachila do we say not to use a grape that's a kibetza? Gezeira duma asi lemeved yosim kabeitza. Because once it's a kabeitza, let's say you do a little bit bigger than a kabeitza, now you're getting to a problem. And maybe when it squeezes out, the grapes might still remain the size of kabeitza and would be matamit. So just to be safe as a gether, make sure all the grapes are less than a kabeitza, so there's not even a shiloh to work with. That's what he had said. So the Gemara then said, Amarle chista rav chista man tais lecha ul Rabbi Yochanan rabcha. Who's going to listen to you? Remember, this was what Rav Acha, but Rav Avia was saying to Rav Chista in the name of his Rebbe, Rav Yochanan. Rav Chista says, Rav Acha, who's going to listen to you, and who's going to listen to your Rebbe? V'chi tuma sheben leheichan halacha. So where'd it go? Meaning, the grapes were tamer. Now suddenly, the grape juice is tower. That doesn't make any sense. The tuma just vanished? They don't transfer over to the grapes? To the grape juice? So what does that mean? So it must be, the Gemara says, Alma kesaver mashkin mivle belia. Rav Chista must assume that grape juice is not considered mifkan pakid in the grapes, but rather they're mevlia, they're part of the grapes themselves, and the grape juice is tame the moment a person touches it, and even when they're released, they retain the status of tumah. V'chemin d'itmelei ochla itmelei mashkin. So once the food becomes tame, the mashkin, the grape juice, also becomes tame because he views them as being mivla bali, as absorbed and one and the same as the grapes, and not simply mifkad pocket. So that's the machlokas here between Rav Chista versus Rav Yochanan. The Gemara then says, Amrle, Vatlo Tisbara, Demashkin Mifkad Pakide. Do you not assume that the grape juice is not pocket? You really assume that the mashkin is Mivliya Bali? We're going to prove from the following Mishnah that clearly the grape juice is Mifka pocket. That's not part of the actual grape. How do you prove this? Vatan, the Mishnah tells us that Tame Meis, Shesachat Zaysim, Vanavim Michuvenes Kibetza Torim. If a person who is Tame Meis, he squeezes grapes, he squeezes olives, if they're exactly Kibetza, which means the moment he squeezes it, they become less than a kabeitza. There's no tame, there's Torah. Now eat amris bishma mifka pakid mishimachi Torah. If you assume that the grape juice is independent of the food, that makes sense. The only time the challenge comes out, the only question is when the grape juice is released, when the olive oil is released, at that point, the food's too small. But if you assume ele yamit mivle bali, amai Torah. If you assume they're absorbed, so if a tame mace touches a kabeitza of an olive, kabeitza of a grape, that moment he touches it, everything there is tame, because it's mivle blai. The food and the grape juice is all tame. So how could you suggest it's actually tahor? So he says, no, of course it's mivle blai. But you know why those grapes, and you know why those olives are still tahor? Because Hachem Ma'askinan, he says, Banavim Shol Huchsharu. Remember, we know for food to become tame, they first have to come into contact with one of the Shiva Mashkim, one of the seven liquids, water, dew, milk, honey, grapes, wine, and so on. Blood, milk. So, but if they didn't, if they were not Huchsha yet with one of the Shiva Mashkim, they can't be Makabal Tumah. So the cases of the grapes and the case of the olives, the reason why they're tar, not because of the shear, rather they're tar because they were shlo huchshu. They not come into contact with the seven liquids yet. So le'emas miskashiri. When are they miskashir? L'chi sachile, right? You have a grape. When you squeeze the grape juice itself is one of the makshir. The olives, squeeze the olive oil, shem is one of the makshir. So the moment you squeeze it, the olive oil is now makshir the olive itself. The grape juice is makshir the grape itself. So what happens is, when you have the kibetza exactly the size of kibetza, the moment you're machshir, the grape now, and the olive is less than a kibetza. So Gemara says, again, le'emas miskashri, when did it become hukshir? L'chisachalu, when you squeeze the grape, when you squeeze the olive. But kisachalu, batzele shir, it's less than a shir. That's why they're tar. But enachanami, if it's a large grape, it's a large olive, enachanami, since mivli bloi, if you're metame the grape, you're metame the grape juice. If you're metame the olive, you're metame the olive oil. That's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chista, whether again mivle blali or if it's mifkad pekidi.
The beitzah rule is for tame or metame.
Metame. If you look at Rashi, I didn't mean this Rashi, but look at Rashi, bekebeitzah nami. Rashi writes that. Actually, look at the Rashi before that. Le'emas metame. Le'emas metame mashkin. Rashi says lechi sachet lehu vanischatin nogin lechol hazagin yachad. All the that which is squeezed out, the juices touching the grapes. The chisachelu lesay l'shira, de'ein bezagin kebeta litain tuma the pachas mikebeta darach is less than a beta does not have the ability to transfer over tuma. Rashi says the next Rashi, but kebeta nami da kinafik mashkin minayu chaser l'shira. When you squeeze the kebeta size, it now automatically becomes less than a shir kebeta. Ochel umashka mikabel tuma b'choshen. Food and liquid can be mikabel tuma no matter how small they are to receive tuma. They can't be metame others, el ochel kibeta umashke birvi. So just to answer your question, yes, in terms of being makabel tuma, they can on any shear, but to transfer to be metame others, so that has to be a shear of a kibeta or a shear of revias respectively for the food and the liquid.
So if the tame mes touches the excised whatever it is and squeezes it and it goes less, he's still metame the entire unit, right? Because
but it's unbakshe.
No, but it becomes instantly machshir, even less than even if it's less than a kibetza. It's makabel tuma.
No, it's a case
it's
where
one entity, the liquid and the grape is one entity. Why wouldn't it be makabel tuma? Forget be matama something else. What am I missing?
When he squeezes it, so now it's machshir the food.
Yeah, and it could be makabel tuma. So whatever, as he started squeezing it, a drop of liquid came out. Then the remainder grape. Is less than a kibetza.
But he's still touching, you're saying?
He's still touching it, so it's still makabel tuma, and the rest of the liquid is pouring.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, I hear. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay. Yeah.
Also, according to the man who was at Nivla Bai, they would also agree that it's makshir, or because it's a little bit like if you feel that it's a fruit, why would it be makshir?
Could tame grape juice be makshir? Can makshir, I assume so. But it's not yamatame.
It for sure, because it becomes a different.
Yeah, but when you touch makshir. A grape, nothing's tame yet right now because it's there's no hukshir.
From the point of the machshirim, if it's mivla vlai, why would the liquid of the grape be metame its own grape? It's almost like its own entity.
But that doesn't make a difference. We don't see any chiluk. I don't think.
No
yeah. Okay. Well, we'll try to get back to that question though. I'll see if I can find it afterwards in terms of that timing. Okay. Now the Gemara says either way. It says di lo tame hachi. If you don't say this right now, we're the assumption that mivla vlai. And the reason why these grapes remain tar is because it wasn't hukshir until afterwards. And at that point, it was less than a shear. So now the Gemara says, looking at Rashi for a second, if I missed something, hold on. Look at, yeah, this might answer your question. Look at Rashi all the way towards the bottom, around six lines up. Kisachelehu, lesei l'shira. When you squeeze it out at that point, the grape is less than a kibetza. Uchshenogeya ba'ochel hanoguv, when the tamei meis touches the dry food, b'docheyu, El tachas ha-maduch, and he places it underneath the press. Ein mem shir k'tei l'kabel tuma fuzar miliga b'mashke k'tei katani behedya u'bavach liga b'makom ha-mashke. He doesn't touch the mashke. So the mashke can only become tummy from the food. So it sounds like that he doesn't touch it. He places it underneath the press. He puts it there, and then he's not stepping on it directly. So at that point, that's why, I guess that's the situation. Okay. So now the Gemara says, "Dilo teimach." If you don't say this, if you don't say this point that mashkim are believe and become tameh, so then otherwise you have an issue. Because Hadatani, the Brisa tells us, we saw this the other day, Halamaz Domer, what is it similar to? The Chumas Tusin Vanavim Shinitmu, Shein Lam Bolo Heter, Achila Velo Heter Hasaka. When it comes to these cases where they're tameh, if you squeeze Tusin and Anavim, berries and grapes, we can't eat them because we're talking about that which is tameh, and you also can't use it to fuel the fire because these things are not usable. You can't use mashkim for the fire. But the Gemara says, what do you mean? You have an Eitzah, even though the Tusim and Anavim might be tameh, but there's a way around this. What's the way around it? You could still eat it. You could still have a Heter Achila. Why? Right? What's Eitzah? Take small grapes and small berries and small olives. As long as they remain pachas mikabetza, it's going to be mutter bahana, mutter bachila. And why didn't the Gemara suggest that? Must be that we don't allow the heter. That heter only works in the world of mifka pakid. But in the world of mivle blai, that's not a heter that actually works. And therefore, since it wasn't suggested, must be we assume mivle blai. Just look at Rashi. Rashi writes here, Hadetanya, four lines up, Le'el, the chumas tusim, vanavim, demashba, shinitmu, tusim vanavim, they're completely tame. Kodem dricha. In other words, if all the grapes are tame, so if you assume mivle blai, that means even the liquid's tame. That's why you can't eat it. But if you assume that's mifka pakid, only the grape is tame, but the grape juice is still tower. So as long as you squeeze everything, pachas mikabetza, you can actually create grape juice that's muter b'achila. Why didn't they suggest this? It must be because we assume mivle blai. So Gemara says, no, really? We could assume mifka pakid. And really, pachas mikabetza would have worked even by that case, but they were gozer not to do that. Amar le'abaye, Amar Rava rather, gzeira dilma asebe lidei takala. They're concerned that if they hold on to the grapes in the house and just to squeeze it out slowly, if they're hanging around and storing it, they might come to eat it directly, and that would be a real problem of takala. So they said, get rid of it. Just get rid of it. Don't play any games. No pachas mikabetza. Even though in theory it's a good mahalach, don't utilize it. Maybe asebe lidei takala. The Gemara now says, Amar le'abaye. Abaye says, are we really concerned with the takala? Vatani the Brisa says, Malikin the pass, ubeshemen shel chuma shenitmes. You're allowed to use bread that was a chuma tamea and oil chuma tamea. Now nobody used the oil up right away. If you have an oil that became tame, you store it and you use it as you need. You have bread, you could use it to fuel your fire. So you're allowed to. Why don't we say asi be de takala by the pass and shemen? Must be. We're not concerned. We don't say asil buli de takala. Gemara says, no, there's a difference between pas and shemen versus the grapes. Why? The Gemara says, Armalei pas zarklei ben ha'etim shemen shachuma ramilei bikli mal. So if a person has bread that was chuma and became tame, the reason why you're allowed to hold on to it is because where do you throw it? You don't throw it into your closet. You don't throw it into your cabinet, into your pantry. You throw it into the wood, in the backyard where the wood, where it's gross, it's wet, it snows, it's windy, there are bugs. So once you throw the bread there, no one's touching it. There's no concern of takala. Olive, what do you do with the olive oil? You throw it to some disgusting pot which you never eat from, and it's thrown there, and therefore it will be a problem. But in terms of the wine, we said the wine, you don't do that. The what's the function of the wine? Use the wine because you want to, you know, do it to the zilif, to sprinkle. And we said the Gemara a few days ago, if you put it into a clean mullus, it's going to be disgusting at that point. And therefore you wait 40 days, whatever it is, it takes time. That you can't just get rid of it into a clean mullus. And for that reason, by wine, we are concerned of asazi, behuli de takala, but not by the pas and the shemen. So we'll stop here. Let's do a quick review quickly. We start off by discussing the Me'ila case, whether Me'ila was a machlokas, whether it was a chiyah misa or a chiyah azar, that machlokas Rebbe versus Tanakama. We wanted to know what was the chumr that we have by Me'ila. Either we had said because the Me'ila, Davar Shem is kaveh, normally is mutter, but by Me'ila it's chayiv, or misasik, normally misasik is pater, but by Me'ila we say it's chayiv. Then we had two different opinions why one cannot be mafresh chuma from chametz on Pesach. Either it was because of titain lo la'oro, or we, the other opinion has to be where the nikarm, the reishis degancha, where the shiram are nikarm, where the reishis is actually mutter. We had a little discussion about whether or not b'di'eved chuma is chal on that which is chametz, and it depends on whether there's a shas kosher. Chuma is chal on that which is chametz. If there's no shas kosher, it's not chal. And then we discussed in Amud Beis this whole discussion of pachas mikabetza, whether that would work, and it really depends on whether you assume that the grape juice and olive oil is a mifka pakid or it's mivle blai, and that really took us through the rest of the daf. And we finish off with the asu b'dei takala, where you say by yain we're concerned, you can't leave it around, but it comes to shemen and pas, since you throw it into a klimaos, we allow for it to stay. stay around in the house. Okay?